SRN News. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Student anti-Israel protesters at U.S. college campuses are digging in, and they're vowing to keep their demonstrations going.
Some universities have moved to shut down encampments amid reports of anti-Semitic activity. Washington University in St. Louis locked some campus buildings and arrested protesters Saturday, including Green Party presidential candidate Jill Stein. Meanwhile, the University of Southern California says it has temporarily closed its University Park campus to non-residents.
Andrew Stewart reports, in addition, police and riot gear cleared up an encampment in Northeastern University in Boston yesterday. A senior Qatari official is urging both Israel and Hamas to show more commitment and more seriousness in ceasefire negotiations. In a pair of interviews with Israeli media published and aired yesterday, Qatar's foreign ministry spokesperson expressed disappointment in both Hamas and Israel. The interviews came as pressure builds on both sides to move toward a deal that would set hostages free and bring potential respite in the nearly seven-month-long war in Gaza. Also at SRNNews.com, retired Admiral James Stavridis predicting some big changes in Ukraine's favor over the next year, thanks to all the military hardware provided by the just-passed Ukraine aid bill.
Much more ammunition, and that's going to ramp up as the year goes on. F-16s will be operating in numbers, probably 45 of them by that time.
Meanwhile, Stavridis tells the Salem Radio Network Ukraine's new weapons will not only help stop Russia's advance, but may also force Vladimir Putin to the bargaining table. State media says a tornado struck the southern Chinese city of Guangzhou, killing five people, damaging more than 140 factory buildings, happened about 3 o'clock yesterday afternoon local time. This is SRN News. Another popular children's cartoon goes woke.
Bluey is a show about a family of dogs from Australia, blue heelers, actually, and it's become an international hit, watched by millions of kids here in the U.S. In the latest episode, the producers have introduced the LGBT agenda by bringing in a character that has, quote, two moms. This is par for the course in children's programming these days, with the ultra-popular Peppa Pig show revealing gay polar bears a while back. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Hindu nationalism isn't just a threat to Christians in India. International Christian Concern says radical Hindus in Nepal are now launching violent attacks on the small community of believers in that country. In fact, there are reports that Hindu nationalists in India are behind the uptick in the persecution of Christians in Nepal. Pastors say evangelism in the country is becoming increasingly dangerous. Hindu nationalism inside India has been driving attacks on Christians for the past decade. SRN News. Japan's antitrust watchdog says U.S. search giant Google must fix its advertising search restrictions affecting Yahoo.
The Japan Fair Trade Commission decided its recent study of Google's practices showed it was undermining fair competition in the advertising market. Google said it cooperated with the commission's probe. Yahoo has merged with the Japanese social media platform Line. The commission said the restrictions by Google began about a decade ago and continued for more than 7 years.
Jeremy House reports that while there is no fine or other penalty, Google will be under review for 3 years. Temporary farm workers are getting more legal protections against employer retaliation. The new rule from the federal government focuses on unsafe working conditions, illegal recruitment, and other abuses. Rule goes into effect June 28th. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron DeRockstrom.